live from the Business Mind Studio in Dallas, Texas. This is The Mark Allen Show, where we transform businesses into unforgettable brands and entrepreneurs into thought leaders. I'm your host, Mark Allen. Thank you for joining us. So, what brand strategy is literally taking that message into your own hands and being able to define what people think of your brand. It's not an easy task to do, but today we're going to break that down step by step in this introduction. Now, there's three pillars of branding. There's strategy, creativity, and leadership. Without these three pillars, then you're pretty much lost in the sauce. You can't operate on a higher level or the highest levels. So if you want to build your business into an unforgettable brand or a household name, it takes a lot of work, and it takes the three pillars. Remember, strategy, creativity, leadership. That runs down to the core of your business. Now, we're not talking about we're talking about employees, we're talking about managers, we're talking about products, marketing collateral. At every level, you have to have the three pillars. Now, let's break down the first pillar, strategy. What does strategy look like? Like we said earlier, that idea that people have in their minds of what you represent, your brand, that is what strategy does. Strategy is what alters or shapes that view. Because if somebody thinks of you one way, you may do something heroic and they think of you as a hero now. You're not the old, you are heroic. You have an additional attribute about you. Now, you can do the same thing with your business or your personal brand, whatever it is. Now, when it comes to that strategy, you need something. You need to have a little bit of insight, a little bit of insight to how your customers or your clients are actually operating with you when they're doing that exchange. You're offering them a product or a service. They're offering their time or their money, their resources in return. So, in that light, we're talking about interpersonal communication on the highest level. We're talking about commerce here. We're not talking about just having a simple conversation. We're talking about an entire journey that your customers are going to go through and how you interact with them on each and every step of that journey. So the first time you meet somebody, they're not going to buy from you every single time. Your conversion rate may be less than 1%. So what is happening with all those other people who came across your product or service, your business, who didn't purchase? What are they doing? What are they getting into? Do they just forget about you? Likely, if you're not actively building your brand and pushing your brand out to the public and building an online presence, then they probably are forgetting about you. But with their strategy, there are specific ways to where you can continue them down this journey, even if they're not purchasing right then and there. And that is what we call the customer journey. There's a few tools that you can use to extend this customer journey and get to understand it a little bit more in detail. Now, one of the best tools, and it's arguable, but by far, email. People say that email is dead and nobody checks their email. It's nothing but spam and ads and things like that. But there's no better platform than email to reach your customers and convert them. email has over a literally, I'm telling you guys, Google alone has over a trillion accounts. Now, of course, there's not a trillion individuals on Google. However, there very well may be a trillion individual accounts. I'm talking about physical people, not just, you know, at Google.com addresses. But Google still has authority in the email industry. They're over 90% of all emails. That includes Yahoo, AOL, all the other ones. Email is the first place you have to start. Now, what about email can I leverage to actually take my leads down this customer journey? Now, we're talking about drip email campaigns. Have you ever attended an event or signed a form over the internet to receive a discount or to receive a PDF or something like that? If you have, then you just entered into what we call a funnel or a customer journey. That is the start of a process that is built to funnel in customers to either educate them, entertain them, or provide immense amounts of value to them. We're operating the realm of providing immense amounts of value, really helping people as best as we can. So, how do you structure something like that? It all comes down to your brand. Stay natural. Give, give, and give. This isn't an easy sale from your email list. It's not like you can buy an email list off of the internet and just blast everybody. You're going to get a few back. If anything, you're hurting your brand by doing that. You have to build relationships with people by providing as much value as possible to them. Now, guys, we're going to take a little bit of a break, about a little 5-minute break, and I'll be right back.
Hello, hello, business minds. Are you ready to transform your business into an unforgettable brand? Check out The Mark Allen Show, where we help you guys guide your businesses into becoming unforgettable brands. Check it out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 12 to 1.
All right, and we're back. So we left off talking about what about email makes it so great in 2019. How is it possible that even in today's age, email is so lively and so many sales are closed over email? Well, it comes down to that customer journey and how you are funneling in those customers or clients. What are you saying? Where are you saying it? And when are you saying it? Those are one of the three of the biggest questions that need to be answered in order for you to start your leads on that customer journey. So, let's see if we can focus on those three questions. What needs to be said? What needs to be said to your customers comes down to who your customers are and what problems are you solving for them. Let's break that down into let me give you guys a little scenario. Let's say I'm a moving company. As a moving company, I help people get from point A to point B, whether it's local or cross country or overseas, whatever it is. I help people relocate their homes. Now, I have to understand what my customers are dealing with. When they need me most, what can I over-deliver on to make their experience so much better. Now, that could be offering more services. But before we get there, you need to be able to offer them a little more value. So on your website or within your email, you can offer them a free consultation, a free estimate. You can actually go out to their home and send one of your employees or go out yourself and evaluate the situation free of charge. But when you go out to evaluate, when you're making first contact, how are you making first contact? Can any old person go out and do that job for you? Or is there something they need to say? They need to get across a particular message, like, we are trustworthy, we are worthy of your business, you can trust us, we're reliable, we're on time. Those would be your attributes, things you are known for. Much like people, brands have personalities as well. Now, us human beings, we have an innate tendency to give inanimate objects personality traits. It's called anthropomorphism. It's a big word that basically means you bring things to life in your mind that aren't really alive. Now, you may not realize that you do it, but any establishment, take McDonald's for instance. You, when you hear the word McDonald's, more than likely you something in particular jumps forth, like they're clean, or now they're ultra modern, or fast food, unhealthy. Those things that jump into your mind aren't really something that an inanimate object can actually have. But its effect on you is how you describe it. Now, how do people describe your business? When they think about you, that innate tendency to judge or to evaluate, how do they judge you? What comes forth when they first hear your name? That's what branding is. And so, back to our scenario, if our moving company is going out and they're making that initial contact with the customer, then what is at the forefront? You want to structure that so that you build as much trust, as much respect, so that they call on you when they need you the most. And that's what's going to set you apart from any of your customers. Sorry about this. Any of your competitors. Your competitors may have a generic product. They're just another Joe on the block trying to do the same thing, trying to make a quick buck. But nobody wants to be thought of as just a number. You have to build that rapport. You have to build that respect, that level of trust. It's a relationship. It comes down to branding. I say branding and not marketing and not advertising because at the core of every business, every great business, is an even stronger brand. They've built better connections with people, and they've nurtured those connections. And for any entrepreneur, any business owner, they know that it all comes down to those connections. It doesn't matter how advanced the technology is or how cheap you can get it. If that connection is broken between you and your customers, you and your audience, you and your clients, then you're just a sitting duck. Those are the people who are going to give you what you're setting out to gain. Now, if you don't, then what else do you have? Well, you can say, hey, I can cut prices even more, or hey, I can find even better technology. That's not going to work. It comes down to customers. It's called customer intimacy. How close you are with each and every customer, making them feel valued because they are valued. You treat them accordingly. Now, with that connection, with that newfound respect, our moving company, say Bob's Moving Company, they can go out to any household. They can go and advertise on any platform. And people will love them. People will know exactly what they stand for, and they will get every single time what Bob's Moving Company represents. Trust, honesty, reliability, in a fast move. So, how do we know where to push that message? Should we just flood all of media, every single platform, get ads every single place you can? Well, you most definitely could. That's going to cost you a pretty penny. As a startup or a small business, you have to be able to delineate which avenues and which platforms are best for you, your business, your target audience. If you don't know what platforms they're on or who's consuming your content most, then you're basically shooting in the dark. You're throwing money away. And if you're not on the right platforms that your customers are, then you're leaving money on the table. So you have to be able to build that connection, that line of communication. And email is the best way to build that line of communication with your customers. You can have surveys. You can invite them to case studies or even focus groups to get a little peek in their minds. Ask your employees, the people who are face-to-face with them most, ask them, what do customers ask for most? What do they expect? Because the people on the front lines tend to know how these customers operate best. Or in a high-level manager or your CEO of a pretty large company, you might have a disconnect with those customers. But those lower-level employees, they're going to maintain that connection because they're forced to. They're dealing with them on a day-to-day basis. So leverage that. Get into contact. Establish that connection. And find out where they're consuming your content, when they're consuming your content, and what do they want to see. Now from there, that takes us to social media. Social media is a phenomenon nobody really expected. When the internet first came out, it was like, oh, cool, it's there. It's whatever. What is it? Then the dot-com era came, and the internet was the new, coolest, hottest thing. And then social media came out. And everything else went out the window. Who goes to a website anymore? What am I going to do on a website? Who knows? Social media is where all the attention is. Everybody's eyes is on these social media platforms. Leverage that. See which ones your customers like most, your clients like most. Understand when they're on them, who they are, what they do, maybe their income levels. We call those demographics. But not only that, we need psychographics as well. It's what are they thinking? What are their beliefs, their values? When they're listening to you, where are they listening to you? Or when are they listening to you? Are they listening to you on their lunch break? Are they listening to you in the car on their way home from work? Or maybe while they go on their morning jog? Those are things that you can get to know about your customers and your audience by using social media. Facebook is a great tool. For anybody on Facebook, many of them don't know that Facebook is nothing but a marketing tool. It's a platform for people to connect, but for businesses to gain immense amounts of information from their target audience. You can let that sink in a little bit. If you're on Facebook or you're on the internet at all, you're using a marketing tool. That's how the internet makes money. But we're starting to get away from the whole get rich quick or buy my product because it's the best, it's the fastest, it's this, it's that, you know. No, everybody's slowing down nowadays. Slowly, you're starting to see people come up with better content. Facebook, a few years back, created a policy to where you can't even put text on your ads. And you sure can't put a price on them. Because they wanted to nurture a community that leads with value, not just prices and undercutting prices. Because that's a zero-sum game. It's nobody wins in that scenario. The customer is shortchanged. And the margins are terrible. Nobody wants to compete like that. So Facebook created a community to where when businesses come in, they're not intrusive in your life. Now, yes, it's irritating every now and then when you get that ad that popped up or in the middle of a video or watching, one pops up. Now, I don't like that either on Facebook. I think there's a time and a place for those ads. And the companies that do place those types of ads in the middle of your videos, even on YouTube, it's not okay. I don't like it. Even that's why I don't watch television. I stream from Hulu and Netflix. I don't like my shows interrupted. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, social media is the second biggest outlet you need to be on. You have to be on. Now, what happens when you start getting people's attention? What happens when people start looking at your emails and clicking on them, or, you know, they're liking and commenting on your social media post? What happens then? Where do they go from there? You have to have somewhere for them to go. Everybody wants to make money. Aren't you here to make money? You still are an entrepreneur, aren't you? It's still a business. You have to keep your doors open somehow. That's where websites come in. Websites are your home ground. That's your turf. When people are on your site, that's where you have the ability to influence them to the best of your ability. Think of a website as an extension or a digital version of yourself advocating for your own business. Use that to your advantage. If you have a shoddy website or it just looks terrible, it takes forever to load, then does that reflect your actual being, your actual person? If it doesn't, then you may need to update. There's a lot of solutions out there, guys. There's a lot of different products out there. But these are the two elements to websites that are complete game changers. Landing pages and marketing and sales funnels. This has completely revolutionized the way websites operate. A website used to be a 5-page site, you know, the about page, the home page, our pricing page, and a contact us page, and maybe another one. With landing pages, it takes the value directly to your customers. No more clicking on a whole bunch of tabs. No more searching through the site for what exactly you want. Landing pages push the content directly to your customers. So don't waste your time with a full fancy website. Now, it's okay if they click a link and it takes them right back to the main page, the main site. That's fine. But when you're on the brink of making that sale, the last thing you want them to do is to get discouraged by a whole bunch of tabs and getting confused by clutter. Landing pages solve that problem. Now, marketing and sales funnels. They're much like landing pages. But the click funnels or the marketing sales funnels, they take you down a path in order to build out that customer journey. And it's instant. It speeds up the process. It gets the wheels churning and the wheels are greased. It's smooth. So you don't have a whole bunch of people being distracted on your site. They're trying to find out where they need to go, what they need to do. They know exactly what needs to happen, and it takes them through the process. What they're thinking in their mind, what they want to hear, what they want to see, when they want to see it. Those are your click funnels. Now you guys can go on to spotonline.com and build for free a landing page or as many landing pages as you want and click funnels. Click funnels or marketing sales funnels are what's going to take your business, your online business, to the next level. Because not only do they have the ability to streamline that customer journey, but they increase your conversion rate because they're so fast, they're so smooth. The tracks are greased. So take advantage of those. Go to spotonline.com and check those out. They are, you can start an account for free. That's a spotonline.com. But when we're talking about when you have your website, your emails, your social media, your funnels, your landing pages, you have all this stuff. What does that mean for you? What does that mean for your brand? I'll tell you what it means. It means that you're on your way to covering all aspects of this digital age. Now, it's not everything. When it comes to tracking your progress and monitoring all your solutions, that's a whole nother world out there. But when we're talking about just these four elements, website, social media, email, and landing pages, funnels, they have to be consistent. You have to give across the same experience as if Bob's Moving Company was right there with them. Now, how do you do that online? Like I said, it takes understanding your customers, what they like, get information for them. You won't know unless you ask. Solve their problems, create value.